A thing that looks like a police box standing in a junkyard. It can move anywhere.
Haven, concentrate on Sim. Give priority to the detectors and the navigation systems.
There is a corridor. And the corridor is time. It surrounds all things.
On display, I eventually had to go down to the cellar. That's the display department. With a torch. The lights are probably gone. So had the stairs.
You are just number 6.
I am not a number. I am a person.
Welcome to British Invaders, episode 257. This is the podcast all about British science fiction television, and this time we are continuing our discussion about Dead Set. This is Brian from Canada.
And this is Eamon from England. Hello.
This is a 2008 zombie drama from writer Charlie Brooker. And it was broadcast on E4 in a 45-minute episode and then 4 25-minute episodes. So the whole thing is about 2.5 hours. And it is a bit of a twist on the zombie genre.
Yes, because it does this weird thing of mixing a zombie apocalypse in the UK with a dark satire on Big Brother, the reality TV show, and reality TV in general. So it is all about the inmates of a fictional Big Brother house, some of the TV production staff, and the oncoming zombie hordes. And we should perhaps point out, we maybe should have mentioned this in our last episode, this is a grim and gory show. This is full-on zombie horror. There is munching and frenzied attacks and quite a lot of gore, Brian.
Yes, absolutely. People's throats being eaten and all of that wonderful zombie stuff. And we should also mention that, yes, it's a satire on Big Brother, but they do use the name Big Brother and all of the details of the Big Brother format, and the logo is there. They even have the long-running host, Davina McCall, playing herself and even playing herself as a zombie.
Yeah, she gets zombified.
So getting a little further into things, the TV production runner, Kelly, has joined the housemates inside the Big Brother house. And they've now seen a zombie, so they've been convinced that, yes, this is really happening. One of them has been bitten, and they now face the dangers of needing to go for a supply run.
Yes, they have to go, they have to venture outside the gates in a vehicle, which Kelly fortunately has the keys to, and head to a nearby supermarket and pharmacist to pick up medical supplies. And that allows for all the usual problems that can bring with zombies when they're out and about. But it also means we get a couple of sort of funny moments when one of the inmates of the house sees his picture on the front cover of a popular sort of celebrity magazine that's talking about Big Brother. And it also will lead to a strange encounter with some armed police, which will bring guns back into the Big Brother house, because if you're going to face zombies, I suppose you want to lay your hands on some weaponry at some point, Brian.
Yes, as is common in zombie shows, they do find ways to get a bunch of guns into the hands of the human characters.
Yes. And I mentioned, you know, the comic moments outside the enclosure. Meanwhile, trapped in the green room, Patrick and Pippa are enduring some quite sort of dark and pleasant social comedy horrors about what it's like to be trapped in a room with one person for a long period of time, and various bodily functions that might need to be addressed. Whilst outside, they are being terrorised by the ravages of zombie Davina McCall, who's all the while blocking their exit.
Yes, you have some character comedy with Patrick and Pippa being opposite personalities who do not get along with each other at all, being holed up in this office. And Kelly's boyfriend, Rick, has teamed up with another survivor, and they're trying to head to the studio to meet up with Kelly and the rest of them.
Yes, because strange enough, the phones have all gone down, but the live feed from the Big Brother house is still on television. And at one point, he finds a working television and sees that his girlfriend is inside the Big Brother house. And with another survivor that he's teamed up with, is minded to really head for the house and try and get to Kelly.
Yes, in this show, Big Brother seems to be the best defended and most robust place anywhere. It has the only broadcast feed that is still being broadcast on television anywhere, it seems. And it's one of the very few places, if not the only place, where the zombies aren't really getting in, and they can actually sort of have, a defended place where they can keep them out.
Yes, that's right. In the emergency government broadcast network, no, that's not working. But you can still pick up the live feed from the Big Brother house. How bizarre.
Yeah, Big Brother is like the leader in defense and technology or something like that in this show.
Absolutely, yes. So what about zombies and society, and what's Mr. Brooker up to this time, Brian?
Yeah, we should take a more general look at some of this type of thing. The last time we talked about zombies was when we discussed In the Flesh, less than a year ago now, not all that long. And it had zombies very much as a metaphor for outsiders of the community, and it had commentary on isolationism and sort of immigration and integration type issues. It was very much using zombies as allegory for things in society. And this was something that actually came out some years after Dead Set.
Yes, and, you know, when we talked about In the Flesh last year, when you can find it in our episodes 238 and 239, we did find quite a lot of interest in the way it handled the subject of the victims of, what was it called?
Partially Deceased Syndrome, PDS.
Well done. PDS, partially deceased syndrome, and how to reintegrate those people who were suffering from PDS back into society, and why the rest of society viewed them with fear and suspicion. And it got to say some very interesting things. So here we have Charlie Brooker trying to tell us something, I think, about TV's obsession with reality shows in the early part of the 21st century, about our obsession with celebrity culture. There's some digs at the people inside the Big Brother house who are obsessed with, you know, how famous they are or how well they're being perceived outside the show, even to the point of still worrying about that, even when they know what's going on outside in terms of zombies. They still have this interest in how they're being perceived on television. So, yes, I guess it's Charlie Brooker taking his dark view of television and the way it reflects the culture of the time.
Yes, you definitely have the sense that what he is looking at with Big Brother and with reality television is not a positive description. It's more of a scathing satire.
Yes, absolutely. Of course, that might be his intent, or maybe.
Yeah, maybe he just wanted to see zombies attacking the Big Brother house and wanted to see Davina McCall as a zombie. Which, yeah, you definitely have the feeling that they sort of have fun with the idea of mashing these two things together, and what would happen to Big Brother in very extreme circumstances.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes, and thankfully Davina McCall was indeed up for it. And as we said in our last episode, after a bruising day of shooting all her scenes, I think she particularly enjoyed being zombie Davina for a while.
Yeah, and she pulled that off quite well, I think. It was not something where it seemed like, you know, the celebrity was not really doing the acting part of it very well. She, you know, did it perfectly well, I think.
However, of course, we could be talking about Charlie Brooker again at some point in the future, because since writing Dead Set, he's gone on to write what in many ways is perhaps a more interesting television series, Brian.
Yes, that's right. He is now doing Black Mirror, which is a show he created, an anthology series that holds up, as you would say, a black mirror, a very dark view on reality, looking at things like communications technology and so on, and society, and how things are going and could be in the near future. And Black Mirror started life as a Channel 4 series and now has been picked up as an original production by Netflix. So, another interesting show, and maybe something that we will look at some point in the future.
Yes, it's a fascinating show. As regular listeners will know, we tend not to cover shows that are still ongoing, are still running at the time when we get to them. We've perhaps made one or two exceptions, but as Black Mirror is still quite successful on Netflix, the last series seems to have been very well received, so I suspect it's going to be coming back for more. In fact, I know it's coming back for more. So who knows? We'll see what comes up in the future, but it's an interesting show. Really, I think, get into some of Charlie Brooker's interest in what technology does to us as a society and what that black mirror of the screens that we look at all the time reflects back on us.
Yes, absolutely. So we should get into some of our own thoughts and reviews about Dead Set. So, Eamon, what did you like about this show?
Well, I have to say that the setup of the show, so the way they've recreated the Big Brother house, and they've got this large set with, you know, a perimeter fence and gates and so on, I think all of that's done very well. I couldn't say for sure that it looks like a typical Big Brother house because I have so little experience with the show itself, but it seems very well done. You know, you can't fault the sets, I think. You certainly can't fault the special effects. There's no duff performances in there, you know. Even Davina McCall is fantastic playing Davina McCall and her zombie self that we've referred to so many times. So there's lots of good things to say about, you know, the look and the feel, the sounds and the sets of this show. What about yourself, Brian?
Well, as you might say, it does what it says on the tin. You know, they wanted to do zombies and Big Brother, and I think they accomplished that very well. I think they really got the feel of the zombie apocalypse style shows from that period from a few years ago. And they, I think, also captured the look and the feel and the sense of Big Brother very well. So they were able to put these things together, I think, quite convincingly. And as you say, the look and the feel that results, I think, works very well, and it's quite convincing as a blend of those two very different genres.
Yeah. And of course, if you like a zombie film or a zombie show, you're going to find plenty to enjoy here because, as you said last time, Brian, all the sort of regular zombie tropes are covered, you know, the survivors trapped in a place, the outsiders trying to get into, you know, to the relative safety of the enclosure, the person who's been bitten who's within the enclosure and they don't realize the danger that might present, plus all the, you know, the usual attacks and munches and crunches that you expect from zombies. So if you're a zombie fan, you're going to find it all here in Dead Set.
Yeah, we have people trying to cross the country and shooting down zombies when they approach. We have people going into convenience stores to grab things and run. We have the, you know, as we've mentioned many times, you know, people hold up with fences and all sorts of things to fend off zombies. You know, all of the things that you would look for, they're in here.
Yes. And it did strike me that in a way, this was a much more conventional zombie show than In the Flesh. In the Flesh, I think, you know, as we remember, kept the actual zombie stuff to a fairly minimum, flashbacks, and was far more interesting, or did far more interesting stuff about society, about what happens when you try to integrate or reintegrate a group of outsiders into a society. So in that regards, this is a slightly more conventional show that doesn't push it quite as far as In the Flesh does.
Yes, In the Flesh is something like 5 years later.
Yes.
And I think that makes a difference because Dead Set was relatively early in the current fad of zombie shows. So at that point, doing fairly conventional zombie type things and mixing it up with reality TV was enough to make it different and interesting still. But some years later, we had seen a lot of the conventional zombie style things, including fast zombies, and something a little more different was called for. And for In the Flesh, the answer was to have sort of former zombies, you know, people who are treated so they're no longer acting as these so-called rabid zombies. They're more like regular people who get their minds back and the rest of it. And that allowed In the Flesh to do a lot of very strong allegory, which was very interesting indeed. Well, Dead Set, I think, comes from a very different place, being some years earlier, and is doing quite different things.
Yes, it certainly is, yes. As we say, a more conventional zombie show, a different show. I think it would be fair to say, Brian, that both you and I have had some problems with Dead Set, so we should perhaps get into those now and what we felt were the negatives of this show.
Okay, well, I would say while the performances are all reasonably good, they're good enough, none of the characters were very interesting to me. I didn't find the characters to be sympathetic for the most part, and I didn't find them very interesting as non-sympathetic characters either. I found a lot of them a little bit dull or stereotypical and just not a group of people that I was particularly interested in watching.
Yes.
Even with Kevin Eldon in there, who is an actor I quite like and I've enjoyed his performances in various things in the past, he did this well, but I still, for the most part, was not particularly engaged by his character.
No, Kevin Eldon, usually funny. Here, he's playing a pathetic character, and he's just not likable. And as you say, Brian, one of the big problems I had with the show is that there's not a single likable character in it at all. Kelly is, you know, perhaps our lead, but she's not particularly likable. There's some glimmers of sort of charisma and humanity from Riz Ahmed on the outside. But apart from that, I found none of the characters engaged me. They're all so, the inmates are so self-obsessed. Patrick is obnoxious to begin with and just gets worse and worse as the show progresses. And his behaviour causes all sorts of problems in the later episodes. So, yeah, the characters are a real problem for me with this show.
Yeah, and Pippa, I think maybe you were meant to laugh at her because she's portrayed as being stupid, but that didn't work for me. It was just sort of an odd portrayal that, you know, enough was enough after a little while.
Yes, you know, in a way, it just becomes a little bit unkind about, you know, some of the stupid things that Big Brother contestants will do. So, yeah, that seems a little bit unfair. And it is, again, it's a grim and gloomy show. We can't spoil the ending, but it's not looking very well for this bunch of characters that we don't particularly like. Things rapidly get out of hand.
Yeah, and the darkness of it, the fact that it was grim and gritty, didn't bother me too much. You know, that's what it was supposed to do. But it felt a little bit like paint-by-the-numbers zombies and paint-by-the-numbers Big Brother, you know, poking fun at reality TV. It didn't really do anything unexpected with those things. So it was a little hard to engage with this show because it was just doing the things that were expected and not doing anything that was that interesting with it. And the characters, I think it's true that Kelly and Rick were intended to be sort of the more interesting, the more sympathetic characters. And in a way they were, but still they were just not characters that I could really get into and really want to follow.
Yeah, absolutely. Difficult. Very difficult. And as you say, it's got its opening 45-minute episode. They do all the stuff about the Big Brother house. You know, it's clear what's going on. That there's this satire on reality television. But in the subsequent episodes, as you say, Brian, you've just got the typical group of survivors, hordes of zombies, and then you get all the typical sort of scenarios that we've seen in films over and over again. They've got to go out on a supply run, somebody breaks in, blah blah blah. So yes, once over the initial bit of satire on our obsession with reality TV, I thought it ran out of steam, I thought, and they seemed less interested once there was just a group of survivors penned up inside a building.
Yeah, later on in it, they do sort of do something that's meant to be reality TV related, where they have the people in the house sort of teaming up against each other and factionalized, and they sort of are definitely trying to satirize it there, which was not bad. But as you say, by then it had run out of steam to a certain extent. And I think in terms of sort of looking at the cultural things and the sort of insight in this, it is not as interesting or as sophisticated as I would expect from Charlie Brooker when you look at things like Black Mirror and some of his other work.
Okay, and I will give out the warning again that I think it is possibly the goriest show that we've watched on British Invaders. It is full-on horror, this one.
Yeah, it probably is the goriest. It is not the scariest nor the most disturbing.
No. But it is, I'm looking at the DVD box set, and it is definitely, it's an 18 classification. So yeah, it is an 18 type show.
Yeah, it deserves that. So we should get into our recommendations here. Eamon, why don't you start? What would you like to recommend on this?
I think our listeners probably know where we're going with Dead Set. I had huge problems with it. This is the third time I've watched it. I didn't like any of the characters. I did think it ran out of steam after the initial episode, and I just didn't enjoy it at all. I do find zombies very terribly disturbing, and they do give me nightmares, so maybe I'm not the biggest or best person to commentate on a zombie show. So I would say, as ever, look elsewhere for a better show. Look for In the Flesh or look for Black Mirror, which I think are far more interesting shows. But I've got this one proviso, and you'll know what it is, Brian. Here in the UK, currently you can legally watch Dead Set for free on Channel 4's website. So if you've been intrigued here in the UK, you've got that option to go and have a look at the first episode and see what you think.
Fair enough. I am going to fall in line with that pretty closely. I cannot recommend this. I didn't particularly enjoy it. I've struggled getting through it. If you are particularly interested in the zombie genre and in Big Brother and the satirizing reality TV, then maybe you would enjoy it more than I did, as I'm not particularly a zombie fan or a reality TV fan. But yeah, all in all, it was not a show that I enjoyed, and it's not one that I will be coming back to. So my recommendation would be take a look at In the Flesh instead.
Okay, so it's two thumbs down from us. But as ever, if you disagree, if you feel we've got it wrong on zombies and Dead Set in particular, then please do get in touch and let us know. As Brian and I say, we're perhaps not the best people to commentate on zombies, but there you go.
Yes, I would love to hear from someone about why this hit the mark perfectly for reality TV and zombies and so on. So, in summary, At the beginning of Dead Sad, we see the Big Brother reality TV series running as normal, with Davina McCall herself hosting, and with eviction night and crowds watching for what's happening and so on and so forth, and things running along with that. And at the same time, we see that outside in various cities there are riots starting to happen, and we realize that this is because of zombies. The classic fast zombie outbreak, with zombies showing up all over the place, and then of course zombies getting into the production office of Big Brother, and people holing up inside the Big Brother house, and in some cases zombies getting in, but mostly the Big Brother house defending itself from zombies and people inside and outside dealing with the zombie apocalypse.
Zombie-tastic.
Absolutely.
So, please come back next time to British Invaders, where we're going to talk about a show about the perils of science being pushed possibly too far. A show that tells us something about our fears about science and technology again. This show is called Chimera. It's from ITV in 1991, and it's going to feature a couple of creators that are of interest to us here on British Invaders. So, stuff to talk about when we come back.
Yes, absolutely. That will be an interesting one to look at. Until then, you can find all of our previous episodes on BritishInvaders.com, or if you search for British Invaders on Facebook, you will find our Facebook group, where we have discussions about a variety of shows and things that are related to British TV and British science fiction. And we also may have a chance to win a DVD or two for some of the shows that we've covered.
Yes, you may not be surprised to know that I don't want my Dead Set DVD anymore. So as you're listening to this episode, pop across to the Facebook group and you'll find a contest there to win my copy, and I'll post it anywhere in the world to the winner. So there'll be a question and an email address to send it to. Do come along and join in the fun.
Very nice, Eamon.
And of course, come and join in the fun at vognetwork.com. That's the Voice of Geeks Network, internet radio. British Invaders is a Monday and Tuesday night show there. Come and join in and find out what's going on at vognetwork.com.
Yes, absolutely. So thank you for listening. And this is Brian from Canada signing off.
Yes, thank you very much for being with us. And until next time, it's Eamon in England. Last time I did the brain, so this time I'm just going to leave us with dead quiet on set, dead quiet on set. We're live in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.